about 10 seconds on the... Okay, we're recording now. Yud Gimel. I'm just going to close the door over here. Okay, Yud Gimel, Amud Aleph. Okay? V'oma on the top. V'oma Rav Acha. Says Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Oid Rekia Echad. Yesh Lamala Miroshi Echayos. There's another Rekia. We thought there's seven. There's another one above. Okay, from above the heads of the Chayos. And this is where, you shouldn't look over here. Okay? Dechsev. To most, this is like an appearance al roishe achayo upon the head of the chayo. The kia, the heaven, another heaven. Kedain, kerach anoira, the awesome ice. End of posuk. Ad kan yesh lecha rishus ledaber. Up until here, you could speak about. Mikad ma'elech, further on, en lecha rishus ledaber. So it's basically, don't speak about. This Rikiyah. Shekain goes up the Sefer Betzira. This is in the Sefer Betzira, which is some kind of proverbs of those times. Mufla Mimcha, something is beyond you. Al Tidrosh, don't inquire. Mufla Mimcha, things that are covered from you. Al Techkor, don't investigate. Bema was continuing in the Sefer Betzira. Bema Shorish, Shorish, she saw what you're. Authorized, his boynein, you should contemplate. Eilacha, Asak, don't be involved with the stories with the hidden things. End of Sefer Ben Sira. Okay, Tanya, we're going to price up. Amma Rabban Shimon ben Zakkai. Ma Teshuva, what answer, response, Yishab to Baskol, to the Bais of Rosh, that Rosha, Bishar, which is Nebuchadnezzar. Bishosh Omar, he said the following. Ela, I will go up Al Bomase, the heights of the clouds. Adame, I will be similar Elyon to the high one, meaning Hashem. Okay, that ended possible. Yot, so Baskol or Baskol came out. But Omrali, Rosha ben Rosha, ben Beno, shall Nimrod of Rosha. Okay, Nebuchadnezzar, you're either descendants of Nimrod or you're in this. You follow his ways. Shehimrid, as kol olam kulo olav b'malchuso, that he got all the world to go against Hashem. Kama shenoizav shalodom. How many years does a person live? Shivim shana, 70. Shneimar yemei shenoizav behem shivim shana. V'im b'gvoros, and if he's mighty, shemoinim shana, 80 years. V'haloi, and behold, min haaretz ad l'rakiyot until the first heaven. Mahalei chamesh meoiz shana, it would take to walk on foot 500 years. But of you shall Rikia, and the Rikia, what's that? Hello. The of you shall Rikia, the thickness of Rikia, hello, is Matt. We're in Yud Gimel Ahmed Aleph, about 15 lines down. We're speaking about the of you shall Rikia, is Mahale Chamesh Ma'ois Shana. Is each Rikia would take to walk it 500 years, and the seven of them. And similarly, between every Rikia, there's also a gap of 500 years walking distance. So, and that's not it, because we got above them, because we're trying to get to Hashem over here. Okay. Is the Chayas a Kodesh? So, now, the Regle Achaya is Keneged Kulam. The Regle of each Chayas is Keneged, corresponds to the aforementioned distances, which is going to be 7,500 basically collectively. Okay, and Karasule Achayos, the shins of the Chayos is Keneged Kulon, so that's another 7,500. And the Shoke Achayos Keneged Kulon, the lower part of the leg is Keneged Kulon, another 7,500. Rechuve, like the knees of the Chayos Keneged Kulon, is corresponding to all of them, another 7,500. And Yarche Achayos Keneged Kulon, the upper part of the leg, is Keneged Kulon. So we said the Chayos have slightly more like cow legs. There's more components in them than a human leg. Now Guvi Achayos and the body of the Chayos are Keneged Kulon, another 7,500. Svari Achayos and the necks of the Chayos are Keneged Kulon. The Roshe, the heads of the Chayos are Keneged Kulon, and the Karne, right, the Karne, the horns, because one of the Chayos was ashore, at least originally, Achayos Keneged Kulon. So another 7,500. Okay. Now, and then that's not it. So the Mile of Hen, there's the Kisia covered. Then you've got the Kisia covered. So Ragley Kisia covered, the legs of the Kisia covered, Kenega Kulog, and Kisia covered, Kenega Kulog. And then you get Melech, Kael, Chai, Vikoyom, Roman, Issa, Shulchan, Aleyem. Then Hashem's sitting upon it, on the throne. But Ata, Amalta, and you said, Nebuchadnezzar, the following, Ela, I will go up, I'll bombase up upon the heights of the clouds, and then Adam, Ela, Elion, I'm going to be similar to Hashem. How, this, ach, however, El, Sheol, to the depths, to Rad, you will be taken. El, Yarkas, they bore to the pit, so as the edge of the boar, or the bottom of the boar, whatever that means, basically go to hell. Okay, v'loy b'merkava v'yochid. Okay, you can't make a drosha, you can't teach a yochid in a merkava unless he's understanding, right? It's chokum v'nei v'daita. Now, there's an exception for this. Tani Rebbe Chia. Rebbe Chia has a brisa. A baal, however, there's a lighter, I suppose, Mekava light, which you can teach over Lo Roshi Prokim, the chapter headings, right? I suppose like an overview. So Amar Zera, Ain Moisim Roshi Prokim. This light Merkava, yeah, is you can hand over the Roshi Prokim Elo the Av Beis Din. It has to be, there are some requirements. It has to be an Av Beis Din, or Lachol Mishaliba doing the keeper, or somebody, a serious guy. Who's has Yiras Shemayim. Okay, Ikad Amri, some people say, the Shalibo Doi Bekibo. Some people say that there's two requirements. He needs to be an Av based then, and also he's got to be have a Yiras Shemayim. Then you can teach him Merkava light. Now, Amar Rebbe Ami, says Rebbe Ami, Ein Moisrin Sisri Torah, he can't hand over the secrets of the Torah, El Mishiyesh Boi Chamish Devon. Has the following five things. Sar Chamishim, right, which we learned for later on in the Perek. Somebody, the master of Chamishim, and the Su Ponim, the Yoyates, the Chokum Karoshim, and Lachosh, those five things. Even though later on we're going to count them a bit differently, but there's those five things you need. But Amar, another statement of Rabbi Ami. Ain Moisrin Divrei Torah, you can't hand over Divrei Torah la'ovid kachavim to a non-Jew. Shinema means this is talking about the, even though they're allowed to learn the seven mitzvahs which pertain to them, however, you shouldn't teach them the secrets, the secret depths. Shinema lo also came the chol. Hashem did not do that to the goyim, meaning he didn't give them the Torah and mishpatim bal yadom, and the judge the Dinim, they did not know us, but meaning the deeper aspects. Amle Rabbi Yochanan, says Rabbi Yochanan, the God of the door. The Rabbi Elazar, to his Talmud, yeah, or somebody who's beneath him, you know, somebody who's in his generation, to Rabbi Elazar. Ta Agmarcha B'maisim Kavavah. I'm going to teach you Maasim Kavavah. So Amle, says Rabbi Elazar, look, Kashoy, I'm not old enough. Rabbi Yochanan says 50. Kikash Nachshed Rabbi Yochanan, when, when he got older, Rabbi Yochanan died. Meaning, when Rabbi Elazar was old enough, Rabbi Yochanan already died. Amalei Rabbi Yasi taught Agmarcha B'maisi Merkava. So Rabbi Yasi said to Rabbi Elazar, I'll teach you B'maisi Merkava. Amalei, he's a guy, Gamir to Rabbi Yochanan Rabbach. He said, if I was Zoycha, I couldn't let Rabbi Yochanan. So he's kind of pushing off, he didn't really want to learn it. Rabbi Yosef, having good man, Gamir B'maisi Merkava. He learned B'maisi Merkava. And the Sabi, Pumbedisa, the elders of Pumbedisa, have a time B'maisi Merkava. They were fluent. Amrule, he said to him, the Sabi Pumbedisa, Ligmor Lan Meister Merkava. Rabbi Yosef, please teach us Meister Merkava. Amaleo, Agmaron Li Meister Bracious. You teach me Meister Bracious. So, after the Agmaron, after the Sabi Pumbedisa taught Rabbi Yosef Meister Bracious, Amrule, he said to him, now, Ligmor of Meister Bracious, Meister Merkava, teach us Meister Merkava. Then suddenly he says, Amaleo, Tanina Behu, it says with regards to them, the Vash Mecholov Tachas Lashonecho. Honey and milk should be under your tongue. Zavarim amatukim midavash v'cholav you tachas l'shenecha. Basically, the sweet things keep under your tongue. Don't teach it. Rabbi Abahu Amar Mehacha, a different source to the same point. Kavosim l'vushecha. That here it means like sheep, basically woolen clothes. Yeah. Dvarim shehen kikiv shoyno. But he was saying that that over here we're saying is kivsho means hidden things. Shall oilam yu tachas levu shechash, hidden things keep it under your jacket. So Amulay, we've actually, he said to him, we've actually learnt behu ad. This is the Sabbath of Nisi, so we've learned till Ad V'yoma Elai Ben Adam, until the second Perek. Basically, we learned all the first Perek. So Amalahu, he says, if that's the case, Hein Hein Maisa Makava. That is actually Maisa Makava. Because the two problematic Pesukim, which are talking about the Shechino, which right, are the last two Pesukim, which is of the first Perek, which was Pesuk 27 and 28. And so he said, well, you've already learned it. So Maisa, is that true that the last two Pesukim of the first Perek are problematic? It says ad heichad ma'aseh mekava. We got Bryce saying where is ma'aseh mekava? Rebbe Omer ad ve'era basra. Until the last ve'era, there's three times this is ve'era in the first parak, and the third one, the basra, the last one is posit 27. So it sounds only up until 27 is problematic, but 27 and 28 of the first parak and thereafter will be a permissible. Rebbe Yitzchak Amar ad hashmal. When it says hashmal, that's the third word of posit 27. Up until there will problematic, after then will be fine. So what's the problem over here? Okay, why was there Rabbi Yosef saying, oh, that might be cover until the second parak is problematic? Sounds like the last bit is not problematic. So answer the Gemara, ad ve'era, it's the opposite basically. It's more lenient at the beginning. Ad ve'era, until pocket 27 magmarinan, you can teach normally. We can ve'elach, further on, i.e. 27, and 28, Masrin and Rashi Prok, then it's limited. You can Amri, some of them want to say slightly different version. Ad Ve'era, until Ve'era, Masrin and Rashi Prok, and you can teach him the chapter headings. Mikan Ve'elech, meaning 27 and 28, Imhu Chokom, and maybe the Daito. If he's somebody's a Chokom and he understands, kind of just needs a little bit of help, in, then you can teach. If not. So basically we're saying from Pasuk 27 and 28 is where it gets, is the serious stuff. And from the first word, or according to the opinion in the Braisa that said, from the third word of Pasuk 27 until the end of the Perek. Now, ask the Gemara, Ami Darshinun B'Chashmal, can you make a drasha in Chashmal? There was a young child, I suppose, who could learn the drasha B'Chashmal. He made a drasha b'chashmal and after Nura came out some five achalte and he consumed him. So you see, it's problematic chashmal over here. Okay, so Shani Yanuka, this Yanuka delomati zimne. I suppose even if he was smart, he hadn't got to the right age, therefore, so he got punished. So Amma Rav Yehuda, Ram Zohar Osa Ish Latoid. Remember this Ish Latoid, Chananya Ben Chizki Yishmoy. Chananya Ben Chizki Yishmoy. We really appreciate him. Ilmolehu, if it wasn't for him, Nignas Sefer Yecheskel would have hidden Sefer Yecheskel. Why? Shayu Dvorov, so it's the Torah, because it was a contradiction to the Torah. Because it sounds basically like over there, like Koinim can eat an Avela, it's not really right. Ma'asa, what do you do? He'elu, he brought up Loi for himself. Gimel Me'ois, 300 Garbe barrels of Shemen, the Yashav Eliyahu of the Darsha. And he went into the attic and he made a Darsha on them. And he basically said, you know what it says that a coin can eat an avail? It means it's basically going to eat a bird that had malika done to it in the base of Migdash. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Maisa Batinok Echad. One time there was a Tinok Echad Kura base rabbi. He was reading base rabbi. And he went up to the shelves and found a Sefer Yecheskel. Behind him, maybe Mechashmal understand the intricacies of Mechashmal. The answer H. Mechashmal came H. from Mechashmal, but Sarafto, and it burnt him. And now people were scared. Big shul ignores Sefer Yecheskel. Let's put Sefer Yecheskel away because it's dangerous. So Amalehem, he said, no, Chananya ben Chizkiya, the same person we mentioned earlier, Chananya ben Chizkiya, im ze chacham. This kid was an Illui. His mom was really smart, so he understood it. And he wasn't old enough. That's why there was this meters of din against him. But normal kids, yeah, basically you don't understand it, so it really doesn't do anything. It's only a problem if you understand it and you're not, old, mature enough, you don't have the right age, then that would be a problem. So what is my chashmal? What is chashmal? So I'm Rabbi Yehuda, says Rabbi Yehuda, yeah, we turn over the page, chayos eish memalalois. It's, right, chashmal means the, chayos means the angels, it's the ches over there, eish is the shin, but chash, right, eish memalalois, speaking. So basically when the chayos speak, fire comes from their mouth. Okay, we'll stop there.